Hey guys, this is Afi Pittman, aka Author of Faith, and welcome to my 90 Days of Confessions to Change Your Life audiovisual series. Today's confession is, I will be an excellent mentor when it's my time. And the scripture that I feel supports this is coming from the book of Ruth, Ruth 3, verses 2 through 4. Now is not Boaz our kinsman, with whose maids you were. Behold, he winnows barley at the threshing floor tonight. Wash yourself, therefore, and anoint yourself, and put on your best clothes, and go down to the threshing floor. But do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. It shall be when he lies down that you shall notice the place where he lies, and you shall go and uncover his feet and lie down. Then he will tell you what you shall do. So, putting this into context, the story of Naomi and Ruth in a nutshell. Naomi's sons, which was one of them, was Ruth's husband, and her husband, Naomi's husband, died. So because they were both widows, they didn't have anybody to care for them. Naomi decided to go back to her hometown, and Naomi also had another daughter-in-law, Orpah. Orpah decided to stay, but Ruth refused to leave Naomi, so she traveled back to Naomi's homeland as a foreigner, where she probably could have been mistreated, maybe might have been mistreated. I don't think it's really documented in the Bible, but so she comes across Boaz's field, and Boaz provides for her, and eventually they wind up getting married, and he redeems both her and Naomi because he marries Ruth. So this particular part of this passage, I chose it because I think it's so exemplary of how Naomi gave Ruth a step-by-step strategy from a proven playbook for success in terms of providing Boaz with the opportunity to be the kinsman redeemer. It's called a kinsman redeemer because he was supposed to redeem Ruth because he was the next kinsman in line to do so. It's part of the cultural. You can look it up. Don't want to get into it now. But I think, again, that this is just exemplary of what mentors do. When you go to a mentor, they should give you, if they're a good mentor, if they're a godly mentor, especially if they're rooted in the Word of God, they should give you step-by-step instructions, whether it is what they know to be true from wisdom or experience or a combination, should give you step-by-step instructions from a proven playbook. In our case, it would be the Bible. So it's not just enough for you to take in and be poured into by a mentor. You, at the right time, should be pouring into someone else who was once where you were. Or maybe they're somewhere else, they're maybe totally in left field, but they see you as a mentor and they want to be where you are. So I think the reason why I bring this up is I think a lot of us don't get what we're supposed to get out of life because we're constantly just having people pour into us and we never pour out what we get. I think that you have to empty your cup at some point into someone else whose cup has maybe never been filled, so that way you can continue to receive the blessings that God has for you via mentorship. All right. So again, today's confession is, I will be an excellent mentor when it's my time. Don't forget to confess your way to success, and I'll see you tomorrow for tomorrow's confession.